Om Jnanati Marandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Nena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadahmayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Parakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shivishakanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Hatitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo. I offer my respectful obeisances to the lotus feet of my spiritual masters, Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who, following the order of his spiritual master, single-handedly spread the Krishna consciousness movement to every continent, town, city, radio station, internet, all over the world, and continues to do so through those who faithfully follow him. The method of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was one of madness in love of God. And that was to anywhere and everywhere, without any consideration, give people the highest benefit without any other consideration. No vichar. He didn't consider whether one was high or low or was living in a distant country. He gave them the highest benefit. And this is the main purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement, para upakar. This is the purpose of highly advanced devotees who follow in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his disciplic succession, and that is to do good for others. Now, the subject matter of how to do good for others can be learned from studying the science of Bhagavad Gita, because Arjuna thought he would do good for others by avoiding war. And Krishna told him, you're a fool. You don't understand who you are or who anybody else is. And therefore, how can you do good for yourself or how can you do good for others? But he explained, actually, you're a spiritual soul. You're a part of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and you don't belong in this world. You belong in the spiritual world and your real purpose in life is to serve Krishna without any reservation. Sarva dharman parityaja mame kam sharanam braja. Aham tvam sarva papibhyo moksha ishami masuchaha. One may attain the good fortune of surrendering to Krishna after millions of lifetimes, or one may do so in a second. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give everyone the opportunity to hear about Krishna, to wake up, and to prepare their lives for going back home, back to Godhead. So actually the sadhana and the practice of the devotees of the Krishna consciousness movement is very much entwined in the spreading of the Krishna consciousness movement. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada writes in one of his purports in the Adi Lila that the main purpose of the members of the International Society of Krishna Consciousness should be to go on preaching without any restriction. Therefore, we're catching up this mood of Srila Prabhupada and the great acharyas coming down from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and following in their wake, we're following their example, we're taking their instruction to spread Krishna consciousness, most particularly through giving knowledge to others. Because souls are looking for chit. Chit means knowledge. And if you go to the university, everyone has their nose in a book or on the internet. Why? The little soul wants some chit. And in university and in all the schools across the nation, they're getting some kind of shadow chit that doesn't satisfy the soul. But the Bhagavad Gita, through and through, from cover to cover, is the kind of chit that comes from the spiritual world that gives actual satisfaction through transcendental knowledge and leads one, through understanding one's relationship with the Supreme, to the highest goal of life. So it's the greatest treasure to give knowledge. We've begun a great festival and inaugurated an event that will bring the opportunity of participating in this distribution of knowledge to everyone all over the world in an easy and fun way. And today we're speaking about the Bhaktivinoda Thakur Monthly Sankirtan Festival of 1,008 book distributors. That is, we've set a goal for ourselves of at least 1,008 devotees, like-minded, working together to distribute transcendental books, which have verily been dropped upon us from the spiritual world. Golokera Premadhan Harinam Sankirtan. Srila Prabhupada brought the precious cargo of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which he had begun writing at the sacred place in Vrindavan, just at the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami at the Radha Damodar Temple. And he unleashed those books upon America. He assembled a team to print them, to edit them, to illustrate them. And then he asked everyone, invited everyone, come and distribute these fruits of love of God. Let everyone get this knowledge and go back home, back to Godhead. And this is our primary focus for this marathon, to invite everyone to experience the happiness of giving others the chance. This festival officially begins on May 27th and culminates on June 30th, which is the disappearance day of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Srila Prabhupada brought us the mood and method of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the great acharyas. 500 years ago, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the simple method for cleansing the heart through the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And he also asked his followers to teach it to others. When we give, we get. Give mercy, get mercy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed that when he and the Panchatattva plundered the storehouse of love of God and distributed its contents, the more they distributed and ate the contents, the more it increased. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's great mercy cascaded down through the generations, Bhaktivinoda Thakur particularly picked up that message, and he conceived a marketplace of the holy name, an organized way in which people all over the world, from Japan, from Russia, from China, all over Africa, could come together, dance under the banner of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, singing Jai Sachinandan, Jai Sachinandan. To spread a movement means there must be organization. And just as marketeers come together and they form a marketplace so that they can sell their wares all over the world, they come up with marketing schemes, Bhaktivinoda Thakur also conceived such a marketplace but to bring the highest good to people by distributing the holy name through this marketing process. The marketplace is now open. Lord Nityananda is the proprietor of that marketplace. He was an avadhut. He didn't consider who was a fit or unfit candidate. He would go door to door in any neighborhood and beg people to chant the names of Lord Gauranga. He'd roll on the ground. He'd ask them, please chant. He even approached Jagai Madai, who were completely averse to Krishna consciousness. And he himself, on their behalf, took a beating so that they could come to Krishna consciousness. This is the mood of Lord Nityananda. It was 150 years ago that Bhaktivinoda Thakur reopened the marketplace of the holy name. And through Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, and then through Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, this marketplace expanded all over India, through Burma, through England. And then, as we know, Srila Prabhupada took that message, which is coming down from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through these great acharyas. He concentrated his full energy and prayed constantly for empowerment to see that it would be spread all over the world. And anyone who reads Srila Prabhupada's prayers when he was coming on the Jaladuta to America can see the intensity of his prayer that he carried over from the time he was in Radha Damodar Temple. Recently, I heard a quote from Srila Prabhupada in which he said, there are many things that we want to do that seem beyond our reach in Krishna consciousness. And even practically, it feels like we can't do them. But Srila Prabhupada said, if we pray and we ask, how can I do? How can I do? How can I do? We become liberated. And Krishna will empower us to do those things because he is the supreme maker and breaker. He can arrange anything. So Srila Prabhupada came in this prayerful mood, and then he passed that benediction on to us by saying, please help me. Srimad Bhagavatam says, Shushu Shro Shradhanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi Sian Mahatsevaya Viprapunya Tirtanishevanat. If a great soul, a Mahatma who's connected to the Supreme, asks you to do something and says, here is my request, please help me, and you help such a great soul, Srimad Bhagavatam says, all your good fortune comes from that. You just have to help out. And so Srila Prabhupada's given, so kindly help me, this is my request. Who would like good fortune? Answer this request to assist him in spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world by distributing transcendental knowledge to everyone. How? What was the method? Where was Srila Prabhupada's concentration? Print books. Make these books available to people all over the world in many languages. Leave no gap. Find out, tax your brain, how you can get the books out to everyone in all places. We need more books. We need books to flood the world. Great movements are started through the literature. The basis of all great philosophies is the literature. It's the books, the books, the books. Here's how you can participate in this recent Bhaktivinoda Thakur monthly Sankirtan festival in the marketplace of the holy name. Join, sign up. You can register on the website, which is seventhgoswami.com. Our transcendental technicians are working with very little sleep around the clock because, in fact, one of them just walked in the door. He's got his computer in his hand, still working, even during the seminar. This is Yukta Vairagya. Yukta Vairagya means to use everything that we have in our grasp to glorify Krishna, to spread Krishna consciousness farther and wider so that people can hear the holy name, so that they can read the Srimad Bhagavatam And by those vibrations, they will awaken. You can join this. You can be part of this historic process passed down by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And within this time period, between May 27th and June 30th, you can be part of a historic event spreading Krishna consciousness in a new way, with thousands of people each doing a little bit to give others the golden opportunity of Krishna consciousness. Distribution of BBT, transcendental books, is easy. It only seems difficult in one's mind. But we've found time and again that as soon as someone has a taste for handing a book over to someone else, and they feel the reciprocation within their heart that Krishna gives for giving another soul the opportunity, for extending such a kindness to another person to be able to hear about Krishna, the taste that they get cannot be denied. And devotees literally become addicted to spreading Krishna consciousness. So we invite you to join by coming to the website, seventhgoswami.com, register. You just have to push a button and put in your email and your name, and then you're ready to go. You're part of the team. Distribute at least one book. We dare you to try to just do one book. If you do one book, Krishna will then, from within your heart, give you more inspiration to distribute more and more books. But do at least one. Get one book and distribute it. Build a team. Get your friends involved. This is how to have fun. And this is how to expand the Sankirtan movement in your own way. You have friends. You have relatives. Everyone knows somebody. And everyone who they know knows others. And everyone has a network of thousands of people. If you really think about it, how connected you are to the rest of the world, you'll find that you have a huge network. How will you influence that network to assist Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in spreading Krishna consciousness? Give them an opportunity to join this event and at least distribute one book themselves. Report your score. The website has everything you need that you can come back in and record how many people have joined your organization, how many books you've distributed. It's just a click of a button. And everything's tallied for you, and you can watch your organization grow all over the world. This is all about networking. When you begin all by yourself, you can distribute a book, but then you can invite some friends. And if you bring in at least three friends, and they each distribute at least one book, then you move up in your network in the marketplace of the holy name. At first, you're a merchant. When you distribute one book, you get the designation merchant. This is not an ordinary merchant. This is a transcendental merchant. Now, if you want to move up in the marketplace and become a real wheeler dealer in Lord Chaitanya's association, then bring in three friends and just ask them to do the same thing. This is how the Sankirtan movement is built. Srila Prabhupada did the same thing. He came alone. He sat underneath a tree and he asked a few people, "Why don't you help me? This is my request. Kindly help me." That's all you have to say. What happened? Three people. They went home and told their friends. They all came to the Bhagavad Gita class. Everyone said, "Please help me. Please help me. Please help me." Next thing, three became, they went to Montreal. They went to San Francisco. Then all over the world. "Let's go meet the Beatles. Kindly help us." They made a record. People heard it. Krishna consciousness spread all over the world by this simple process of networking. It's one-to-one. It's person-to-person. You can do it. Everyone can do this. Everyone has to do it. Lord Chaitanya asked us, do this. Request others. Get three friends. Why not? Why wait for someone else to do it? Did Srila Prabhupada have to do the whole thing? Or did he ask us to do it too? Yes, he did. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I order every person in the universe to take this up. Take it up. Do this. Get at least three friends. Inspire your friends. If you're reading Bhagavad Gita every day, if you're chanting Hare Krishna, you'll have spiritual power. You'll be able to inspire them to get their three friends. And if you do that, you move up to a team builder, and then master team builder. These are the three levels: merchant, team builder, master team builder. When you have this kind of organization in place, you're a big player in the marketplace, a big shot in the marketplace. And that's the kind of big shot that gets recognized by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, building an organization. It's easy. Now, there's a great power in multiplication. We're working with the power of three. If you just get at least three people and inspire them to get three people, over several generations, you can come up with thousands and thousands of people. You go down 10 levels and you count everyone, you have literally tens of thousands of people. And if each one of them just distributes one book, talks to one more person, then you have created a revolution in the impious lives of the world's misdirected civilization. You've done something significant for the world. On the other hand, if you work hard for a company, and I won't mention any names, but if you work hard for some big company that's got a big name all over the world, and you give your life and soul and sweat and blood for the rest of your life, there is no significant change in the world. There's not been anything that's really improved anyone or anything through that endeavor. It's shrama evahi kevalam, practically useless labor. But if you do this one thing, get three people who get three people who get three people, and you build a small organization yourself, you've done something that will change the destiny of the world. Here's a picture of the website. This is the SeventhGoswami.com. SeventhGoswami.com, you can spell it with the numeral 7, or you can write it out. Seventh Goswami comes out the same. The six Goswamis were the primary disciples of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who codified everything that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Nana Shastra Vichara Naika Nipanosha Dharma Samstapako. And for the purpose of disseminating it all over the world, they put it into the form of books and literatures. Thakur Bhaktivinod was the first to send out books out of India. He wrote over 100 books glorifying Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, teaching the simple process that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught for attaining the perfection of life. He showed by his example. So he was so instrumental in reviving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement and spreading it around the world that one of the great journalists of his time named him the Seventh Goswami. Therefore, we have named this website the SeventhGoswami.com in honor of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Now, if you go to this website, you'll see there are a few buttons you can click, and each one of them will walk you through a process that's easy, that will take you into the team-building mode. You can join the team by clicking on the website and entering your information. And then you can find out how to distribute books by clicking on the number 2 box. There are tutorials on the website. There are pictures of other devotees. There are helplines where you can contact mentors who will walk you through the process, will give you encouragement. Then you can build a team. And building a team only requires that you send out a few simple emails and call your friends and ask them to join by registering on the website. Next, come back to the website and report your score. Whatever you do, you can just click it in and it'll accumulate on the website and everyone will be able to see how you're doing. Here's a picture of the registration form. Once you come on the website and you click register, you'll see this little form. You put in a few pieces of information. And once you're in the system, once you've joined the marketplace, you have all the benefits and privileges of this transcendental marketplace. You get your own dashboard. This is your own private marketing tool through which you can invite people just by entering their email address and sending them with one click a message which will ask them to join the marketplace and also to invite others to join the marketplace. You'll also see your status move from merchant to team builder to master team builder as you accumulate people in your marketplace. How much can you build? Who knows? That's up to the inspiration within your heart. Why not tell people? What are people talking about in the world today that's so important? This is important. Send them an email. Invite them to join. And you'll see your organization grow right before your eyes. And it will all confluence in the greater goal of getting at least 1,008 book distributors engaged all at the same time in glorification of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Here is a picture of the text box. You can enter your text to your friends. Dear Divyanga Prabhu, please join the Bhaktivinoda Thakur Monthly Sankirtan Festival, or I'll never speak to you again. Please invite all your friends. You can send whatever message you want out to your friends. There's also templates available that you can click on and will include information that will help them get started. So with one click, you can practically do this within 5 seconds. You can create a revolution that will snowball, that will turn into something which will spread all over the world. And even if you only found one person and those people, that person you found became enthusiastic and found three people who found three people, you get the residual benefits for the rest of your life. Think of that. You want mercy? Get involved in this program. This is too incredible to pass up, getting the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Spread it. Let it go all over the world. There's millions of people, and they're engaged in all kinds of crazy things. Every weird thing that comes over Facebook, people click on it, and they get absorbed in it. Complete, total, utter nonsense, stupid stuff. But this is transcendental. This is Yukta Vairagya. Get involved. Spread the holy name all over the world using this marketing process. Here's a picture of your support team. Every one of these devotees is sitting by a telephone right now waiting to serve you. These devotees are dedicated to your success, and they want to see you become happy in spreading the Krishna consciousness movement. They're standing by right now to take your calls and emails. Their only desire is to see you involved in this festival. Now, here are a few tips about distribution of transcendental knowledge. We have a legacy to pass on. It's been passed on to us as a great gift. In fact, the word sampradaya means bequeath. Bequeath means that you're given something of value. It's passed on to you as a gift, and it's then your duty to pass it on to others. What is the result of that? Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita in such clear language that cannot be interpreted any other way that there's no servant in this world more dear to than the person who passes this gift on to others. Lord Chaitanya danced through the streets of Nadia, and now we see that his associates and descendants are dancing through the streets of New York, Miami Beach, Mombasa, Adelaide, Bombay, Mumbai. All over the world, this is going on. We want to see it increase. Kali Yuga is coming on in a very strong way. People are suffering. The only relief is from the Sankirtan movement. Expand it. Let people know. Thakur Bhaktivinoda predicted in his writings that a great general would appear to assist in spreading this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. Did it happen? It's so clear. Srila Prabhupada, with no resources, came and spread the Krishna consciousness movement in such a profound way, but in such a simple way. He told us, just repeat. Just speak what's been spoken to you by your spiritual master, and then you become spiritual master. Pass it on to others. Be an instrument for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave very specific instructions. When Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada asked his Guru Maharaj, how can I participate in your great movement to spread Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement? His Guru said, if you ever get money, print books. Therefore, we stick to this principle of printing books and distributing all over the world. You cannot go wrong doing this. This is our legacy, books, transcendental knowledge. Here's the first flyer that Srila Prabhupada made in order to advertise his volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam. At the time, he only had 3 volumes. But you'll notice that this particular flyer says, and I quote, "60 volumes of elaborate English version." At the time, he had 3 volumes. And this advertises 60 volumes. This is transcendental vision. He also said, "All over the world for scientific knowledge of God." All over the world? Think big. All over the world. He had come with no resources and 3 volumes. And he said 60 volumes and all over the world. So we're thinking big too, because we're depending on Krishna. If we jump, the net will appear. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, "Ananyas chintayanto mam ye jana pariupasyate tesham nityabhyuktanam yogakshemam bahamyaham." If you meditate on me and depend upon me, I'll carry what you lack, I'll preserve what you have. This is excitement. Take a risk for Krishna. Do something that's outrageous for Krishna. Do something that gets you noticed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this we see is the process of becoming an ambassador of goodwill, to pass on to others the goodwill of the spiritual world. Prabhupada's plan was that by printing books, we can inject into society, into the masses of people, this knowledge of Krishna consciousness. And we find through history that great movements are sparked by literature. Even the American Revolution came from a pamphlet. Half of the population of America read it, and it changed their minds and hearts, and they stood up for revolution. In Cuba, same thing. Fidel Castro, he wrote his ideas on paper while he was in jail. He smuggled them out of jail. They got printed and passed around to the public. It fomented a revolution, which changed Cuba, for better or for worse. The point is that people, living entities, read, they become affected. And if you take the time to write something down, like the American Constitution is written down, it's preserved in writing, and everyone signed it. Now we have a country called the United States of America, and it's all based on this document. The documents that we have, the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Bhagavad Gita, come from the spiritual world. They're written, they're foundational. They must be distributed. Pass them out. There's not enough book distribution. It must go to every town, every village, every household, and we must rack our brains how to do that. So Prabhupada asked us to do this. We can follow his request. Not only is it for spreading a great movement, but it is a sadhana. It's a method for getting quickly recognized by Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed this process. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, "Don't try to see Krishna. Try to work in such a way that he will want to see you." So this is the rapid way to get recognized by Krishna. Take a risk and go out and distribute a book. Simply by this attempt, you will gain superior strength and knowledge in Krishna consciousness. Anyone who tries to do this, even if you're not externally successful, it doesn't matter. There have been bigger attempts to distribute books, but the point is, we must try. And if we try, Krishna will recognize us. He'll give us strength and knowledge in Krishna consciousness. This is a picture I took at the Rath Yatra in Montreal. This is a devotee, Damodar, and he's climbed up on top of a air conditioning duct, and he's reaching through the second story window to distribute a book. This kind of enthusiasm, wherever you see a spark, fan it. Wherever you see a hungry soul, feed that soul. Give them transcendental knowledge. Our prime directive in going out to meet people as ambassadors of goodwill is to leave everyone with a good impression. It doesn't matter whether you sell a book or don't sell a book. Leave everyone with a good impression. If you leave the house this morning, or even if you stay in the house with your family or wife or spouse, and you decide, I'm going to leave everyone I meet today with a good impression. You meet the cat in the yard, leave him with a good impression. You meet your wife or husband, leave him with a good impression. How often do you concentrate on leaving everyone with a good impression? Everyone makes an impression. We are little impression makers. That's what we are. The soul makes an impression. We have an effect on our environment wherever we go. And if you are Krishna conscious, you can leave the best impression. So this is our job, is to go out and meet everyone that we can and leave them with a good impression. We are in the service industry. We want to serve others. And by becoming the servant's 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 servant, a million times removed, we become advanced and exalted. We are servants of the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant, 100 times, 1,000,000 times removed. This connects us to Krishna in the most profound way. This is the secret of disciplic succession. So we are performing this service on behalf of the great acharyas. Our motto is always better service. Everything can be improved, and every event can be analyzed, and we can see how to make it better the next time. So here are the 4 laws of book distribution, and if you follow these laws, you'll be successful in your attempt to distribute books. Law number 1 is your sadhana must be strong. Number 2, you must get books. Number 3, the more you show, the more you sell. And number 4, you must organize. Sadhana should be strict, serious, and sincere. Why? Because if you have strict, serious, and sincere sadhana, you will get a taste. And if you have a taste, you can distribute the overflow of that taste. That's what you distribute, is what you carry in your heart. People look at your smile, they look at your eyes, and they notice this person has something. And you do have something. If you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, and you listen to the syllables, that's all you have to do, you'll get a taste. Because Krishna is so kind, he's in his name, and he'll give you a taste. Then you can go out and distribute to everybody, or stay in and distribute it to everybody. Get books, because it is physically impossible to distribute books that you don't have. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada started a book company. That book company is called the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust. That's his book company. That's his divine grace's book company. He started it. He wanted it to be a viable enterprise. He employed artists, editors, publishers, everyone to make these perfect books to go out to the public so that everyone could benefit. And he wanted his students to read all these books. So get them. They're available. Invest in books. I have a godbrother, Ganapati Swami, and he bought storage space in the middle of New Mexico or somewhere. And I asked him what he's storing in all that storage space, and he said, thousands of Bhagavad Gitas. Because anything can happen in the world, and at least if something happens, he'll have Bhagavad Gitas. So invest in books, get books. Put them in your home, put them in your car, carry them with you wherever you go. And if you have books, you can distribute them. There are many languages. You can get books in Farsi. You can get books in Arabic. You can get books in French. You can get books in German. Why not? Get these books. Invest in them. People collect antique postcards, stamps, everything else. Collect books. These are the real treasures. And take good care of them. The 3rd law of book distribution is the more you show, the more you sell. Can everyone please repeat that?
The more you show, the more you sell.
And one more time.
The more you show, the more you sell.
And this is just a fact. And the reason it works is because the living entity is Tattvastu Shakti. And he's wandering around the universe looking for something. What does he want? He wants a little Ananda. The little Jiva wants some Ananda. And everywhere he looks, he sees what? Coca-Cola, Marlboro cigarette, and it advertises, there's Ananda in this. But what is that Ananda? It's Maya. There's no Ananda in a Marlboro cigarette. No offense to the Marlboro company, I'm sure you're perfectly fine. Then Coca-Cola, there's no Ananda in Coca-Cola. It seems like there should be, but there's not. So the living entities are wandering around, Brahmanda Brahmate Kon Bhagyavan Jeev. And they can become fortunate if they see the real Ananda. You have to show it to them. You have to show the Jiva the real Ananda. Just show it. Say, look, Jiva, here, hand me a book. Give me one of those books. Look at this. Here it is. Ananda in one package. Jiva, look, Ananda. You've been looking for this? You thought you'd find it in Coca-Cola? You thought you found it in the Marlboro? No. Here's Ananda. Jiva, take the Ananda. And little Jiva looks and goes, where? Where's the Ananda? You open the book. You say, look. Look, see? Come on. Look at the Ananda. And Jiva goes, okay, maybe there's Ananda. Maybe there's Ananda. I want Ananda. I want Ananda. And he takes the book, and Jiva takes it home, and he opens up. He reads one word, one line, and the Ananda flows into his heart. Krishna says, Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite. To those who worship me, and you worship Krishna by reading one word, one line. He says it in the 18th chapter. If you just read this conversation, you worship me by your intelligence. Krishna gives him the intelligence to go further. He becomes Bhagyavan. He becomes fortunate. It's the highest fortune to get this book, to read the book. So show it. The more you show, the more you sell. Find a way to show it. There's millions of ways to distribute books. There's not just one way. There's millions of ways. And the fourth law of book distribution is you must organize. Because you can do a couple of books here and there. You can do a little bit of damage to Kali Yuga if you just do it by yourself and you don't think about it very much. But if you take out a legal pad of paper and a nice ballpoint pen and you sit for 1 hour and you decide, I'm going to do something big or bigger, and you write it down, what are my 10 top ideas to do something bigger and better? Krishna will inspire you from within your heart, and you can brainstorm. Then you can encourage innovation. Then you can set goals, and you can get started, and you can create a revolution to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, all with a ballpoint pen and one legal pad of paper. What does it take to organize? Just a little time. The human brain is meant for thinking, not just meant for doing. Why are you going to work? I have to pay the bills. Why do you have to pay the bills? Because I have to buy a wardrobe to go to work. That's not thinking. Thinking means there's a way out of this material world. It's written in these books. And if I think about how to get out of the material world and how to help others get out of the material world, this is organization. And this is the Sankirtan movement. This is what this Bhaktivinoda Thakur monthly Sankirtan festival is all about. It's to bring us together from all over the world to innovate, to bring together ideas to spread the Krishna consciousness movement. You can organize in many different ways, and you'll find that by doing so, your reach and your influence for Krishna consciousness will expand exponentially. So, we've talked a little bit today about an event, and that event is called the Bhaktivinoda Thakur Monthly Sankirtan Festival of 1,008 Book Distributors. The goal is to bring together at least 1,008 like-minded devotees to work together to distribute books from the period May 27th, 2011 to June 30th, the disappearance day of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and to report those scores in a way that will catch the attention of the world. We've also talked about how you can come to a website, seventhgoswami.com, and everything will be provided for you. And if it's not, let us know, because we're in the service business. We intend to improve this website to make it perfect so it will suit the needs of everybody all over the world. And we've also talked about how this is our legacy to spread Krishna consciousness, how it's easy to get involved, how this is the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how it's a practical aspect of spreading the mission to distribute books, and we're inviting everybody right now to go to your computer, get on, register, and invite at least 3 friends. Why not 30? Why not 300? And cause a revolution. Do something big for Krishna. And do we have facility for taking questions from the audience? Okay, so if there are questions that are have come in, we have some time to answer questions, or if there are any questions from the devotees here or extra points that you'd like to make. We thank you, anyone who's tuned in for this webinar this morning. And we also will be having frequent webinars and other kinds of events to bring this message to others. So when you sign up other people, then they can also get involved and by watching the webinars and hearing short messages that will inspire them and teach them how to distribute books as well. So what do we have from the audience today? We'll take questions, comments, or reflections. Yes, there's a question from Ramananda Sakaprabhu.
When someone goes out to distribute a book, what is the prime principle there? Is it that by hook or crook the book should be out from his hand to the other person, or there are some higher values rather than just getting the book distributed?
Book distribution is an act of consciousness, and we want to remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. All the rules and regulations and all the service that we do are meant to bring us to the point of remembering Krishna and never forgetting him. So book distribution is a means to connect to Krishna as a friend. One of the processes of devotional services is sakyam, which means to be a friend of Krishna. And the best way to be a friend of Krishna is to go out and tell other people about him. And when you do that, you'll remember him affectionately. That I'm talking about my friend, Krishna. And when you do that, you remember Krishna, and that's our prime objective. And everything we do is to remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. Don't worry about the results. The results come of their own accord. Competition and numbers and all those kinds of things, they happen automatically, and they're exciting and they're fun, no problem. It helps to motivate, but that's not our prime objective. Our prime objective is to remember Krishna. And if you cause somebody else to remember Krishna, you'll get special mercy. So when you go out to distribute a book, be a friend and transmit something that's in your heart to their heart, and then you'll be satisfied. And in the process, many, many thousands of books will go out. We find when you go out in that mood that people naturally inquire. When you're not attached, when you're feeling happy and satisfied, they see it in your eyes, they feel it in your heart. And they'll want to know more. They'll want to follow you. They'll want to follow you home and find out what you have. Is that all right? Okay. We'll take another reflection or question. Here's a microphone. You can pass that back to him.
There is one question from one of the devotees. His name is Nityanand Chandra Das. He's coming from Krishna.com and he's asking, will this be recorded, Prabhu?
I hope so. Of course, you never know with technology. I've seen it 1,000 times. Yeah, I recorded it. Oh, I forgot to push the button. So if everything went well in the world of technology, then right now it's being recorded. Yes. One of our transcendental technicians is going to answer.
The whole program is being recorded, and we usually post the recorded programs to our internet site on the same day. So if everything goes well, the recorded program will be available today itself, some few hours after the program, and it will be available. We have our temple website, www.virtualtemple.org, and if you go there, there is a link which shows watch recorded programs, and you click that, and then there'll be another page where you can select which program you want to watch.
Yes.
So there you select the today's program, and then you will be able to watch the whole program.
Virtualtemple.org, is that where they go?
Yes.
virtualtemple.org. And there we also have a real temple too, by the way.
Prabhuji, just to add on Ramanand Sakha Prabhu, this today's webinar is also recorded, as Prabhu said. And we, for devotees, quick reference, we will be moving into two places in 7thgoswami.com. So one will be in the webinar page, that is 7thgoswami.com/webinar. We'll put all the recorded sessions from this webinar. So today is being the first. And next also, whenever we are having. So there will be a link for devotees to go there. And then also in the training, there will be this material which will be going there. So as in when we'll have more and more realizations from everybody participating in this transcendental service, we'll be making all this available to everybody to share.
So if I understand you correctly, everyone can get this recording at 7thgoswami.com. That you can write the numeral 7 and then goswami.com, or you can spell it 7thgoswami.com. And there, all the information, including this recording and from around the world, whatever comes in that's of value will be posted there. It's a meeting point for anyone who's interested in expanding the Krishna Consciousness Movement and joining this event.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
that's the place to be. Go to 7thgoswami.com. Invite all your friends to come there too. Thank you very much. Another one.
Yes. I have one question.
Yes.
Like, when I discussed with my father, he was thinking, he has not met you. So he was thinking, how will I distribute the book? So how do we, what's your guidance or advice for people like that?
That's a very good question. A lot of people ask that because they're not sure how to distribute a book. And if you tell them, go out and distribute a book, then they wonder. So the first stage is to get the book. That's why one of the laws of book distribution is that you must get books, because it's physically impossible to distribute a book you don't have. But there's something magical about getting a book. If you get the book and you have it in your possession, and then you follow the third law, which is to make it visible, It'll distribute itself. All you have to do is show it somehow. So sometimes if people take them to work and they just set it out somewhere, they lean it against something. Or I've seen even people in their car, they put it in the window. I mean, these are as simple as it gets. Or if you just start a conversation with somebody and you ask them about what they're doing, and anything that is related to spirituality comes up, then you can say, oh, I have a great book about that I just read, and I can give you a copy. If you talk about it, for instance, if you're on an airplane all the time, people have conversations, and they'll go on and on about what they're doing. What do you think about this? What do you think about that? And if you bring up that, I just read a great book. And they say, what is it? Oh, it's a book on yoga, bhakti yoga, and I really liked it. And, oh, where do you get it? Well, I just happen to have a copy. Would you like one? Here. And so if you get the book and you take it with you, you'll find all kinds of opportunities to distribute it. You can always send it to somebody. Like, wrap it up and write a note and send it to the prime minister. Or send one to Obama, or send one to a friend. Bhaktivinoda Thakur did this, so you can do it too. You know, think of a famous person and just send it out. That's okay. Or think of a friend or a relative somewhere and put it in a package, write a little note, and send it out. Is that helpful?
Yes.
Okay. Another comment from Ramananda Sakha about the website.
No, it's regarding the same question that Damodar Vamsidhar Prabhu asked. Just another way I thought is that the way we are doing with the smart box, if we just put some books at near some shop, they'll be distributed by themselves.
Yes. In fact, do we have a picture of a smart box here? Shraddha, is that on here? We'll show you, those of you who are watching the webinar, what a smart box is. Meanwhile, all these pictures are passing before your eyes. This is called speed learning. And there is a process of setting out books in a little box which we don't have available on this, but there's a box you can put out that contains books that you can sell books on the honor system. It's like having a little vending machine. And this you can find out more about from distributebooks.com. There are a number of ways that you can distribute books that are listed on distributebooks.com, and you can link to that by going through seventhgoswami.com also. And that is a very nice way to distribute books. Another one from the audience?
Yes, Prabhuji. Nitin Puri Prabhu, our dear Nitin Puri Prabhu, have posted a question. Will a copy of this presentation be posted as well? And is it okay to copy it and use it?
Yes, it will be posted. Yes, we insist that you copy it and spread it to others. We want this to be spread around to every person as much as possible. And that's the whole idea of this marketing method. Get it and pass it on. Get it and pass it on. Pass it on to a few people and ask them, empower them to pass it on to others. Yes, Hansapriya.
I feel scared and shy to go out. I feel like I'm stepping out in not in comfortable zone. It's a struggle with mind. Can you say a little bit on that?
If you're scared and embarrassed or shy to go out, then there's a couple things you can do. One is to go out with friends and tell your mind, because it's the mind that feels like this, that we're not going to distribute any books. I'm just going out to watch. And just go out and watch. And then when the feeling inspires you, then you can distribute a book. You can trick the mind by saying, I'm not going to distribute. But just go out. Go out and be around the energy. If there are devotees going out, you can go with them and just watch. And you can participate in that way. And also, there are methods where you don't have to make contact with the public. We mentioned Smartbox, where you can set out books. You can send books to others. You know, you can even go door to door and you can hang some books on people's doors, on doorknobs. That's been done before too. So if you don't want to see anybody, you know, pick a time like 2 a.m. in the morning and go out and then just put the books on the door and then sneak home. And then at least, you know, you can do that. So there's no hard and fast rule of how to distribute the book. You can do it in easy, fun ways. Another way is to distribute prasadam. If you know how to make cookies, or you can get some nice prasadam, or you can buy some lollipops, offer them to the Lord, and then go give out prasadam. The way this works is, say if you're going to the bank to meet your teller, and hopefully you're going there a lot to put money in. And every time you go, you give them a cookie and say, here's a cookie. The first time they'll say, thank you. Second time they'll say, oh, I remember you. I loved your cookie. Third time they'll say, who are you? And, you know, what are you about? Because you're such a giver. And they say, oh, I'm into this. And you hand them a book. So books and prasadam go well together. Yes.
Krishna Prabhu, how to invite other than devotees, light-minded people to distribute books?
How to invite people who aren't already acquainted with Krishna consciousness? Yes. You can tell them that the greatest need in the world today is spiritual knowledge, love and kindness, that we're lacking love and kindness and generosity and gratitude in the world, and that these books teach the process of bhakti yoga, which is about how to develop love, kindness, generosity, gratitude, and we're spreading it to people all over the world. And therefore, we ask you to help in distributing these literatures to bring inner peace to the world. And people understand that. When we've gone to shops and asked them if we can set up a smart table or put a table outside their store to distribute books, and we tell them that, they say, yes, please go ahead. Everyone knows that the world needs kindness and spiritual knowledge. And so if you present it in that way, in a very simple way, they'll appreciate it. Yes, another question?
I don't get any motivation to go out to distribute books, and nor I do have any interest to do that. So how can I motivate myself to go and distribute books?
If you don't have motivation and you don't have any interest, then you should get around somebody who does, and then they'll pull you along. Join the Sankirtan party. It's called a party for a reason. Parties are fun. And when you join the party, it's a Sankirtan party. Lord Chaitanya was always having fun. They used to have festivals. They'd have a mango-eating festival. Every day, they'd go out, they'd distribute Krishna consciousness, they'd chant, and they'd come back, and they'd eat mangoes. So that's one suggestion. Get a bunch of mangoes and invite your friends and, you know, eat mangoes every day. And then say, we'll go out and distribute one book, then we'll come back and eat as many mangoes as you like. And we do. The devotees go out and they have picnics. They'll go out together door to door for a couple hours, and then they'll all sit and have a picnic, or they'll go to somebody's house. And you can't have any more fun than that. I dare you to try to have more fun than that. All the other fun in the material world, it's tainted, and you end up feeling worse afterwards. But when you go out and you do the tapasya of spreading Krishna consciousness to others by doing book distribution, then you feel, the next day, you feel, I did a yajna, your heart opens, your mind opens, you get knowledge, you get inspiration. So even if you're not interested, you should do it anyway, because it's good for you. And you'll be a better person, and you'll make other people a better person. Other people. Yes, Damodar.
Prabhu, we would like to request others, to, in case there are three ways you can ask questions with Prabhuji. One is, if you are on audio bridge, the way you can ask question is press *6 and then you will be in a mode to ask question. A second way is in mayapur.tv, there is a chat section and there are questions flowing in. So we'll ask a question also, pass on from here. And the third way is through the webinar site from Seven Goswami. You can also post questions. So because I was not seeing anything on audio, just for information, in case you have questions, you can ask us even if you are on phone by pressing *6. So there's a question, Prabhuji, from Sri Babu Prabhu. What are the do's and don'ts distributing books at workplace?
The do's and don'ts of distributing books at the workplace. Well, the do's are that you should do it. And the don'ts are that go to every office but avoid your boss's office. Some devotees take in books and they just put them around. You know, if you put them around, the office is such a boring place. And if you put a transcendental book, can I have another one of those books? Give me the Bhakti Yoga book. Bhakti Yoga or Beyond Birth and Death. Yeah, there, and Beyond Birth and Death. Now look at, these titles are compelling. First title I ever saw was Easy Journey to Other Planets. I said, what? Get me out of high school. I'm going to another planet. And look at this. Bhakti Yoga, Beyond Birth and Death. That title catches your vision. And look, it's got changing bodies on it. So if you take it to the workplace and just strategically place them around, put them in a visible place on your desk, and you could put a little thing, take one, you know, ask me later. You know, some of the don'ts are, don't go in and start preaching to everybody in a condescending way, unless you're ready to move on and you'd like to get a severance package. Then you can do that all you like. But just be a little careful, conscious, and considerate of other people's feelings in the workplace. Another question?
We heard someone tried to unmute on the phone. Is there a question on phone for Vaisheshika Prabhu?
Dandavat Pranam, Prabhuji, thank you very much for the seminar. And it was really soul-stirring because even people like me is getting enthused to go for book distribution. Prabhuji, I had two questions.
Maybe
I think one is,
hold the microphone to that so that others can hear that.
I can increase
this. Okay, you can put the mic right up to the... Okay, Gandharvika, we're just putting the microphone near the speaker so the audience can hear what you're saying too. Okay, go right
ahead. Thank you very much. So three of us were hearing, Prabhuji. It was really soul-stirring seminar. and it's giving lots of enthusiasm throughout, even if you feel lazy. Prabhuji, I had two questions. One, I think Prabhuji asked Deepak Prabhu, like, if people are very new and if we are so close to them, it's easy for us to tell them that this book is about this and you can take it, but if we want to make them distribute, then we feel like, will they think that I have some motivation, a personal motivation in that? So we have lots of things. Will they think that I'm selfish or trying to promote some business or something like that? So how do we, first of all, feel confident within us that we are doing a really selfless activity to give knowledge to others? So that only when we are convinced, we can convince others. So that's one thing. And the other one
okay,
is...
Okay, hold it. Gandharvika, hold it right there. Let me answer one at a time. So her question was, if we're promoting this to others and asking others to also distribute books, which we are, not only do we want to distribute books, but we want to get others involved in distributing as well. One gets three, one gets three, one gets three. Now, your question is, how can we express to them that we're not motivated and that it's not some kind of business thing? Look, there are hundreds and thousands of business operations going on right now. In fact, some of them use this particular kind of marketing, and they are interested. The main idea is to make a profit. We're not interested in making a profit materially. We have no interest in that, although we don't refuse donations and such. But point is that these other businesses promote to thousands and thousands of people, and they do have a motive. If you just tell people what you're doing and express to them that there's no motive involved, that they will understand what your purpose is. You have to preach. In other words, you have to tell people, express what's in your heart and why you're doing it, and they will become inspired by hearing what's in your heart. Express to them, tell them. That's why we go out and tell other people. And when you tell them sincerely, they will get the message. Don't worry. And what's the second question?
Sure, Prabhu. Yeah, I think you answered, because the second question was about the same thing related, but what should be a real intention? Because I have heard stories like in olden days when devotees used to go for book distribution, in the evening they don't come back even just with the Lakshmi, but they come back with some souls, like people who want to join like that. But when we go out on book distribution, sometimes we focus on, like, I have to give out this many books and this is my goal and all that. But you said that this activity is so purifying that even thinking about it, it gives us happiness. So I was just thinking, like, what should be our one focus, that one intention that we should always be focusing on when we go out on book distribution, that this is what I want to gain by this.
So her question is, what should be the one thing I should focus on when I go to book distribution that will bring the highest good and be the correct way to be motivated? And that is the mood of service. Think of yourself as an instrument. Remember that the material world is a place of misery and that people are suffering, and that you're going out as an instrument of Krishna's compassion to help them. And if you think like that, then I'm an instrument. I'm going out on behalf of the great acharyas, of Lord Chaitanya, of Krishna himself. Then you'll be in the proper consciousness. And think how to be a kind friend to others. Krishna says this in the 12th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. One who is a kind friend to all living entities is very dear to me. So think about being a friend. And the friends share important information, and that's all you're doing when you go out. Okay?
Okay, Prabhuji. Thank you.
Another?
Comments are pouring in, so...
Okay, let's hear some comments.
Okay, so Naveen Nirada Prabhu has put, and I'm just reading, wonderful, exciting, thanks a lot, Vaisheshika Prabhu and ISV team. Please tell what is a magic formula to stay always inspired for book distribution.
The magic formula is you should chant one chapter of Bhagavad Gita a day. You can... Hare Krishna. Chant one chapter. You can chant either just the Sanskrit or just the English, but don't let a day pass without reading one full chapter of Bhagavad Gita. It means you don't have to do all the purports because your mind will get distracted and want to read all the purports. But you should at least have this regimen in your life. You chant at least one chapter of Bhagavad Gita every day. And that will give you a special inspiration because Krishna and the Bhagavad Gita are non-different. You'll develop a direct relationship with him through the Bhagavad Gita that will empower you to stay involved in book distribution the rest of your life. Guaranteed.
There's more comments Prabhu has made. And
Haribol Navina, Hare Krishna.
You have burning desire to give Krishna consciousness to one and all. It's a great fortune to be able to take part in this. I am going to Moscow in a few days and will hopefully get devotees there involved. Same in Europe. Please bless her for the interviewer. Your servant, Navin Nirada Das.
Jai Navina Nirada Prabhu, Hare Krishna. We want all of our comrades in Russia, Moscow, to please join this great program, and all over Eastern Europe to join together. We'd like to see every continent turn red with little dots that we see on our markers that everyone's joining the website. Thank you, Navina Nirada, for checking in today and for inspiring people all over the world.
Prabhu, there are more coming.
So yes.
Till what time we can take the questions?
Keep going.
Okay. This question is from Manish Puri Prabhu, our dear Manish Puri Prabhu. While distributing books, if you meet someone who is a strict follower of other religion and he starts to indulge you in some conversation, what do you do?
Well, when we go out to distribute books, we want to not be condescending to others. We want to realize that other people have a strong conviction in God also, and we can appreciate that. This is how to be a kind friend to others, is appreciate what they have in their hearts. That's a kind of faith that they have. If they start to preach to you about Lord Jesus was a pure devotee. He was preaching about bhakti also. Appreciate it. But it doesn't mean you have to stay around forever and engage with them. But you can appreciate them. And generally what I do is if I see that somebody wants to spend a lot of time teaching me about their process and they're not interested in anything that I have to offer, then I keep it kind of short. And generally one of the ways I do that, for instance, if someone says, have you heard about Lord Jesus Christ? I say, yes, I have. And I wish there were more Christians in the world. And I thank you for being a person of faith who's keeping the world alive, because it's people of faith like you that are actually allowing the world to breathe and survive. Otherwise, it would be choked to death. And I thank them from the bottom of my heart for their faith. And then I excuse myself to move on. So respect all living beings for what they have, for what the spark of faith that they have in their hearts, and go on about your duty of meeting other people. Okay?
Shall we take the audio first or the questions here?
Is there an audio coming in?
Looks like, yeah.
Okay. Is there an audio question? Is somebody on the telephone would like to ask a question?
Prabhu,
I have a question.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Please accept my humble obeisance. So I'll go to Srila Prabhupada.
It's Veda.
Hare Krishna Das.
Hare Krishna. Give him a hand.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Yeah, I have a question on how to register our team members on the website 7thgoswami.com. Because just I have forwarded that email to other people to register. But from the website, only they have to, you know, from my link, they have how we can, you know, relate the leader with the team members on the website. Did they have to register through my link or send something like that?
Nilesh will answer. or yeah, Nilesh.
Hare Krishna. So yes, Prabhuji, we are going to send you today officially the email. Since if you are registered already, then you are going to get check your email. You will get an account details, username and password. Once you get that email, okay. Just click on the link, and then you can sign in, and then you will see the whole dashboard and invite friends, add book scores, and all those things which Vaisheshika Prabhu has shown in this presentation.
Okay. So the team members will be in our team only if we invite through that link in the website, right?
Yes, that is right. Once you invite friends from that portal, your friends will get emails, and when they click link in their email and they sign up, they become part of your team. So okay. You become the leader of them. Yeah, and okay. They have to okay. distribute at least one book to come at the merchant level. So
okay. Okay, Prabhu. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. I just want to add so to our audience who listen to us and watching us. So if anybody have any issues or problems or questions, you can easily contact us whether info@sevangaswami.com or if it's technical question, admin@sevangaswami.com.
Say that in Russian now. Yeah, because we want to, multiple languages. We're working on multiple languages. We'll have that in upcoming programs, but it'll be multi-language, okay. Yeah.
Okay. Hare Krishna всем. Я общаюсь с многими преданными в России. Это основной вопрос. Они спрашивают, когда он будет переведен на русский язык. Я обещаю, в течение месяца это будет сделано. Что если у вас какие-то вопросы есть или рекомендации или что-то непонятно, пожалуйста, спрашивайте вопросы и можете послать вопрос на email admin@sevangaswami.com или info@sevangaswami.com. И мы вам ответим как можно скорее. Hare Krishna.
And please ask all of them to join as soon as possible.
Уважаемые преданные, пожалуйста, приглашайте всех, кого вы можете, всех знакомых, друзей, родственников, своих детей. Пожалуйста, присоединяйтесь к этому трансцендентному действию. Это очень замечательная вещь. У нас тут много происходит. Чувствуется, как огонь в наших сердцах взрывает это движение. Пожалуйста, присоединяйтесь, подключайтесь и распространяйте книги по всему миру. Hare Krishna.
Hare Hare!
There's a question from David Garvin Prabhu, and he asks, Prabhuji, I often distribute books with the Houston devotees at the zoo and festivals. Can I include my books in my report from all these events too?
Yes, you can include all of the books that you distribute during this event. They'll count towards your local temple. But also we'll get a chance to see as a cumulative effect of this festival how we did all together. But your scores will go to your local temple. We're not taking away from that. We're simply creating a hub to organize everyone in the world and inspire and inform so that everyone can come together and we can get an exponential effect for distribution. So good work, David. Keep up the good work out there in Houston at the zoo. And other places that you're going, and try to double your book distribution this upcoming month. Hare Krishna.
There's one more comment from Chatamai Devidasi, and she says,
"Where is she calling from?"
I'm a Boston Smart Box distributor.
Jai Boston Smart Box Ki Jai.
Yeah, and she has discussed that, you know, it's very good to be friendly and speak from the heart, you know. Whatever
be friendly, things. Speak from the heart. These are words of wisdom from what's her name?
Chetamayi Devidasi.
Chetamayi?
Devidasi.
Chetamayi Devidasi said, speak from the heart and?
It's important to be friendly and speak from the heart.
These are words of wisdom given by a very experienced man. Be friendly and speak from the heart. That's all you have to do. Be friendly and speak from the heart. Do that. In fact, do that to everyone you meet. not just on Sankirtan, but everywhere you go. Be friendly, truthful, and speak from the heart, and you'll be successful. Thank you very much for that great advice. Does Mayapur, and then go ahead.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Prabhuji, one of the most frequently asked questions we have at motels is, you know, a lot of moteliers praise what we are doing. They are very interested, involved. And then they say, you know, Bhagavad Gita is so holy that, you know, we have to respect them. And that's why we cannot put it in our motels. You know, people will misuse it, mistreat it. You know, they might scribble on it and do a lot of nonsense in the room. So can you give us few points, as many points as possible, on how, you know, we can put forth our discussions with such type of moteliers? They are already very favorable, but they don't get the books.
There's an element of mercy that's very important. And when you're giving mercy, there's a risk you take that people may mistreat what you're giving them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took that risk. We're following in his footsteps. And the reason is that the Kali Yuga age is one of disqualification. Nobody has any good qualifications. Everyone's in ignorance and darkness. And therefore, we have to take a risk to give them this, the opportunity to get the benefit of this. And if we're doing it in that mood of giving mercy, there's no profit involved, Krishna will understand that this is an act of mercy, and he doesn't take offense in such a case. And we can see that with Lord Nityananda, who went to Jagai and Madai. He even took the risk of getting beat on the head by Madai, and he still went on giving them love of God. So we have to express the urgency to people that it's not an option in the age of Kali Yuga to wait until people are qualified to be able to exactly appreciate everything. Of course, we don't just, you know, put books in all kinds of circumstances where people will disrespect them. In other words, like when we're out meeting people, we give them to people who will take them home, respect them, and we do the best that we can in that regard to find good homes for them. In the case of Motel Gita, we find the good outweighs the bad. You should tell them what the results are, how people are reading the books, and it's changing their life. And as far as we're concerned, we're willing to risk it. Because one person that takes to Krishna consciousness, that turns their life around because of this, even if there are offenses committed by others in the process, it makes it worth it to us. And so somehow you have to express this this feeling of urgency and mercy, that people have only a small window of opportunity in the human form of life, and if they don't get it, it's lost forever. And so we have to be liberal in applying this, and that through the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they will understand.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. There are some of my friends in India who will be interested in book dissipation. So how to engage them in book dissipation?
Okay, also, hand the microphone to Shraddha Devi Dasi. She'll answer that because she's gotten up to 200 people involved in India last year. The question is, to be clear, how can we involve people in other countries? For instance, India. Can they join the Bhaktivinoda Thakur monthly Sankirtan festival? Shraddha?
Hare Krishna, and the answer is yes, they can. Depending on the city that they are located in, there might be a local ISKCON temple, so I would encourage them to go and talk to them. And you have to be a little careful about how you distribute the scores, because the ISKCON temple will be the deciding factor. Right now, for example, when you buy books from Bombay, then you split it. So you split the book count 50-50. 50% of the book count goes there. 50% you report over here. But you do get counted towards the devotee count of 1,008. For cities which are remote, where we don't have an ISKCON over there, you know, as long as somebody can purchase the books directly from BBT and not like to the ISKCON office, then they can, you know, report the scores. They can report the complete score as well as join. And if they have any questions, then, you know, feel free to contact me over the email. Shraddha Devi.
On our website, there's a section for Get Books, isn't it? Is it called Get Books?
Yeah.
Now, on that section, you can order books. If you're in the United States of America, it'll tell you how to order books in the United States. You can get them through us. You can get them directly through your temple or the BBT. And there's a section you can click on for getting books from for international locations. Wherever you are in the world, there's a way that you can get books, including in India, Australia, Africa. We'll make sure that you get the books and you have the connection. Our operators are working 24 hours a day to connect you to your local BBT, whatever country that's in. And so the phones are ringing right now. I hear them in the back. But call in. You can contact through the website. It's designated international destination. Everyone can be counted. Everyone can be included. There's no geographical restrictions. We've broken open the geographical restrictions. They apply no more. Everyone's involved all over the world.
There's one more question, Prabhu. This is a question coming from someone anonymous, and they are writing, I am very inspired by the seminar, but my sadhana is not good. Although I have the desire to distribute books, I feel I should not go because my sadhana is not good. What can I do to help myself so I can go out and distribute books?
One thing is to understand that book distribution is sadhana. Miraculously, if you go out and make that attempt to distribute a book, you'll get superior strength and knowledge in Krishna consciousness. If you teach one person to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you'll get inspired to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Yesterday, I went with Dayaniti Prabhu down to the San Francisco State University, and each person we met, we'd introduce them the book, and then we'd introduce them the Maha Mantra, and we'd say, I'm going to teach you a mantra. Please repeat after me. And they repeat, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. The next day, this morning when I was chanting my japa, I felt more inspired because I was remembering those people chanting and I was remembering the importance of the Maha Mantra. That's one thing. The other thing is connect up with a group of devotees or work with a devotee who has strong sadhana and ask for advice. Tell a devotee who has very strong sadhana, I'd like you to direct me. I'd like you to regulate my sadhana and start at a certain level that you can handle. Wherever you are now, you can make a little increase by making a vow that if you're not chanting any rounds, say I'll chant at least one round a day and take a stand there. And have somebody watch out for you. Get yourself a guide. And then you can make gradual progress. Don't worry about becoming successful overnight. If you even desire to increase your sadhana, Krishna will help you, and you can do it incrementally. One little tiny step at a time, it all adds up. So have no fear. You're going to be successful. Krishna is all-powerful and he's all-merciful. Just take shelter of him and pray and hook up with a devotee, and the devotee will help you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Guruji, for inspiring presentation about how we can distribute books to everyone. And actually, we are also planning to distribute book in universities, Santa Clara, Stanford, and UC Berkeley. So one thing that we face is like students are mostly don't have like job or like they're paying tuitions and they're not very comfortable giving money for books, but they want to get books and want to learn. So what should be the our like how should we tell them at least what should we how much we should expect from them and how should we basically.
So the question was that when we go to universities, and Sri Govinda Dutta Prabhu has an expansive university preaching program in many universities all over the Bay Area, and so he's going with his team of devotees distributing books, but they find that they don't have as much money as other people because they're not working. So what should be our mood and how should we administer the books? I have here in my pocket a bag of Lakshmi. This yesterday I collected at San Francisco State University. It includes credit card receipts. It includes cash. There's a $50 bill on the top. this all came from the university, and every student gave what they could. We don't discriminate. Generally, our bias is towards giving. So when you go to the universities, consider the fact that you're giving to a person who's intelligent, who's well-situated, who's open for knowledge, and let the mercy flow. Let these books go out. It all comes out in the wash. If somebody can't afford much, like somebody gave 7 cents yesterday and I let them have a book. And then the next person I talked to gave $20 freely without me even asking, from their heart, because they appreciated it. And that all balances out. So go out with the mood of that you're distributing the fruits of love of God without making any discrimination. And don't worry about how you're going to pay for it. Just give mercy. And just try to express kindness to people and find a good place. If they don't have money and they're not interested, you don't have to give them the book. But if they are interested and they don't have money, give them the book and take whatever they can give. Sometimes when we go door to door, we'll find a very sincere housewife who will say, I don't have any money. And after asking her several times, I start to believe her. And they'll say, well, give one banana or a grape or something. And they'll give a banana, a grape. So they'll go and they'll get something. This starts their devotional process. So we want to engage people. Lakshmi is just a token. The money is just a token for the engagement. It's we don't need the money. Krishna's supplying money like anything to us. But we want to engage them. That's the whole point.
The second question I have is like many new students come to the program, like vegetarian cooking class and everything. So we want to put the book table there and also ask people to distribute to their friends. So what is the right way to inspire them to... They're very new to Krishna consciousness, but at least they can hand over the books to their friends and everything. So what is the right way we can tell them, this is the book you can hand over to your circle?
Make it a package deal so that everything's explained to them. You have to organize it so you can give people a packet of books, and it has instructions inside what to do, and also a brief statement of the reason you're doing it. Like, we're doing this to spread world peace and to give inner peace, and that's what these books are about. It's the most, it's the thing that's lacking in the world the most. Have a mantra that you're expressing to people, and then package it and make it easy for them and say, here's your packet, take it with you, and here's how you do it. Explain everything, write it all out, and make it so that they don't have to think about it, and then they'll do it. And you'll find that some people will come back to you and say, they'll have all kinds of ideas how to increase. Every soul has their own genius, and if you just fan that spark, it'll come out and it'll turn into a fire.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anything else from our audience?
I think we are almost there. Yeah.
Okay, so we'd like to thank everyone today for joining this first of a series of webinars about the transcendental act of sankirtan, the process of glorifying Krishna in all times and all places and all circumstances, and of conflagrating this movement by spreading it a few people at a time to a few people at a time to a few people at a time till we reach millions and millions of people and distribute these literatures so that people can drink deep of the Krishna Bhakti Ras and actually feel happy in their lives. We thank Srila Prabhupada for bringing us this opportunity to spread Krishna consciousness through his transcendental books. We thank all the devotees who have worked very hard to develop this website, seventhgoswami.com. And we thank everyone for joining us today for this momentous occasion. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Go Premanande Haribo! Hare Krishna.